Hello, everyone, and welcome to the LifeWave Connect product webinar, where we get this opportunity to come together with you, the global leaders of LifeWave, and discuss some of the exciting things that are happening here at LifeWave. I always find it so inspiring on these webinars to look in the messages and see everyone saying hello from all the incredible regions and countries around the world. So great to be here as a global family. I just want to start off with a couple quick announcements. So one, we want to congratulate everybody who has already qualified for the regional incentive trips. It has been a record-breaking number of people that have qualified. So congratulations to you. There is still time. So if you're still running to qualify, you have until February 23rd of this month to make sure you're there. So again, these are incredible events that recognize all of your hard efforts. Another announcement, boot camp. There's a LifeWave boot camp in Orlando this weekend. The main sessions are going to be Friday and Saturday, but there will be an opportunity meeting Thursday night. And our brand new regional vice president of sales for North America, Janine Weber, will be there. She's incredible. We're so fortunate to have her on the team now. And I know that you'll be just as impressed with her as we are. She is so focused on brand partner success, on the business model, and she's going to be an incredible leader. Another one last quick announcement. Tomorrow, we have a new intelligent virtual assistant for English-speaking brand partners located in North America that is going to allow you to place your order. It's going to streamline the ordering process and reduce any wait times you may have as you call in to customer service to support your orders. Again, this is for one-time orders, placing a standard order. But again, just another example of some great innovation that we're introducing to help make it easier for you to get and to share the incredible LifeWave products with others. So January was another incredible month of seeing the global impact that you and LifeWave are having, that the products and the opportunity are having on people around the world. And one of the very exciting events in January was the Vision Conference, which had record-breaking attendance and viewership. We actually had to get more capacity to be able to let everybody in, and just thousands of thousands of members of the LifeWave family from around the world on that great event. And this gave us an opportunity, all of us, to hear David's vision for 2025, as well as the next 20-year chapter, and some other really exciting announcements in ways that we here at corporate are working to help you share the incredible products and opportunity. I would say for me, the highlight was learning more about our existing products. I really geek out on all the great product information and learning more and more. So those that we have, X39 obviously is my foundational product for me, but as well as the new products that are launching this year, namely Sellergize, as well as the X2O water machine. And we got to hear about some really incredible studies that have been done that illustrate the great benefits of the X2O water machine. And today, we are very fortunate to dig deeper and hear more about these studies and the incredible benefits of this product from none other than the inventor and the creator of those products, our founder and chairman of the board, David Schmidt. And with that, I'm honored to pass the time over to David, and I'm just going to sit back and learn about this incredible product. David.
Wayne, it's great to see you.
Yeah, you as well. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to learn more. We had incredible feedback on the product and the studies especially, and I know you know the studies and the product better than anyone, so I know we're all excited to hear more from you.
Well, before we get started, I want to share a testimonial because this happened 30 minutes ago, and it was just so thrilling and exciting, I wanted to share it with our community. So I know our compliance department is probably going to scream at me, but I'll suffer the consequences later. But us two marketing guys, we can talk about
that. Absolutely.
So as people know, we've been working on our drone project, And working on drones, you need experts in aircraft manufacturing, composite work, electronics, pilots, and so forth. And here in Orlando, we just happen to have an incredible community of people that we can draw from. So we always want to work, of course, with the best and most talented people possible. And there's a gentleman who's in his 60s who has been building aircraft for 40 years. And we contacted him because we had planned for months that he was going to be working on a project for us, doing some fiberglass and carbon fiber work on one of our drones. So we finally got to the point where we're ready to engage in the project. And he came back to us and said, "I'm really sorry about this, but I've developed crippling arthritis and I can't move my hands anymore. The pain is just too intense and my hands are frozen open. So I can't go back to work and I'm really sorry, I can't do anything for you." And I said, why don't you come in to the office and let me work with you for a bit and show you some of our light therapy products." And he said, "Okay, he didn't have any idea who I was or in that regard or what it is that we were doing over at LifeWave. We had only been talking about the drone project. So we talked for a little while and he gave me a background on what he was going on in his life. And he's in his mid-60s. And in addition to crippling arthritis, he had a problem with his gut. And of course, the immune system is in the gut and arthritis is a problem with the immune system. He's also pre-diabetic and he had all these unfortunate health challenges. And it's so sad because just as somebody is getting ready to into their later years, they may want to retire. Of course, I don't think 60s are the later years anymore, but a separate subject. As someone's getting to that age, that they have to be suffering with these chronic conditions. So I gave him, I explained what all of our products were. I gave him a glass of our light infused water. I then placed an X39 patch on the back of his neck. I placed our energy patches up on the elbow points to improve the flow of energy through the hands. And then I put an Eon patch right at the hand where the worst pain was. And in less than 1 minute, his pain level dropped from a 10 to a 4. And in 5 minutes, his pain dropped from a 10 to a 1. And he regained 100% of the mobility in his hands. And we chatted for a while. And as he was walking out the door, he said, "Oh, my pain is at a zero now." And he was, you know, in absolute shock. And he had been complaining about fatigue, which isn't surprising. And he said he felt more mentally alert. He felt more energized. And it just goes to show that with our products, you know, not only does the light infused water and the patches work synergistically, but the effects, the magnitude of the effects are enormous. And we can change people's lives with this technology. And that's what's just so exciting to me, is that he walked into the office and he spent 15 minutes telling me how depressed he was, how sad he was, that he got to this point in his life. He was felt totally dependent on his wife to take care of him, and he walked out a new man. So just wow. I'm so excited and so happy for him. I just had to share it with you all.
Yeah, that is so inspiring, David. I've been watching the comments, and the common and most used word has been wow, just wow, 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 amazing. It is truly incredible.
So I'm going to show you now in this presentation with Caitlin Connor, Dr. Caitlin Connor, who was at Vision, absolutely brilliant woman. When she gave her presentation on the water studies, I think she felt as if she was speaking with a room of PhDs who know everything about the technology. And unfortunately, while people had appreciation that we had done all of this work, I think many people in our community would like to dig into this, maybe in a way to help them understand the clinical studies a little bit better. So every month now, over the next couple of months, we're on 7 clinical studies on our water machine. We're going to be covering one study and getting into it in detail so people can really understand what this new technology is doing, why it complements the use of X39 and our other patches, and how it's going to benefit and change their lives. With respect to the gentleman that was here, I'll show you one data point in particular where there is what we measured on our equipment was a 273% change in the bioelectrical readings just within 1 or 2 minutes of drinking the water. So when you're seeing this magnitude of change, it's no wonder why we're going to get these kind of testimonials and experiences. Okay, so with that said, let's go ahead and get into it. And let me share screen here. And we in the, just the beginning here, you may want to comment on a few things. Okay, so at the global conference in October, I shared results from Water Study 1. I may cover that again a little bit later in the year because the results are so dramatic. But today we're going to focus in on Water Study 2. And of course, this is our light-infused water. To give just a brief overview, some of the things that myself and Wayne and Meredith and the team have talked about is the rollout of the water machine. We showed off these prototypes to our SPDs in October, as well as showing it off in general session. And just to repeat, we're going to be going to market in the United States this year. We'll start in the United States first. And that's a pretty good representation of what the water machine looks like. In April, we have 30 of our top leaders in the U.S. have won machines. We were originally planning on shipping those in February. However, we found we wanted to make a number of upgrades to the machines, and that created about a 2-month delay. So we're on track, and our top 30 U.S. leaders have won these machines, and they'll get them in April. We're then making these machines by the thousands, and we're going to do our best to try to project what the demand will be. In the startup of this, we should have inventory. We may run out of inventory, but we'll be making thousands of them per month so we can keep up with the demand. July, we're estimating the second week in July is when we will be shipping the water machines to our U.S. brand partners. And Wayne, if you want to mention this, we're also having been speaking with Dr. Edward Chu and Claudia Hartneck in Asia and Europe, respectively. And we're going to give our leaders in Asia and Europe a chance, also a chance to win these water machines well in advance of the release next year.
Absolutely. We want to make sure, we know that this is rolling out around the globe, but we want people in markets around the world to start experiencing the benefits, develop their own testimonials, be able to share with their teams. So yeah, we are looking right now at identifying exactly the exact date, but making sure that some of these units are going to go to regions around the world so that we can start getting stories from all over the world of these incredible benefits.
And then in 2026, so let's say for the sake of estimating, the middle of 2026, we're hoping to release the X2O machines in Japan, South Korea, and Taiwan. And we're also looking at a release in Europe. This is driven by regulatory, but this is currently what we're looking at and planning. We've been holding off on releasing the definitive selling price because of some of the changing economic conditions in the world. This has to do with recent tariffs that could be imposed on various countries. So we haven't been able to pin down the exact costs on these, and that's impacting what the selling price will be. But I think since people have asked, we're shooting for a ballpark of about $5,000 US. And the fantastic news is that we found a company that's going to provide financing on this. So if people want to pay per month over about a two-year period of time, that's something that we're going to offer. And Wayne, I know we're putting together a lot of this information. If there's anything else you want to comment on there, please do so.
No, just making sure, again, with the financing option, again, you can buy it in you know, one purchase. You can get the financing. We just want to make sure that this incredible technology can get into as many hands as possible, because we know everybody needs the benefit of these products.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's get into the science stuff. Now, the first water study, just as a recap, was designed to collect data, and we wanted to see, was there an effect of drinking light-infused water? We had done our in-house laboratory tests. We saw that there was a dramatic effect, and it happened quickly. But now we wanted to put this into a clinical environment. So this was an open-label study with 20 people. We collected blood data, urine data, bioelectrical data, such as heart rate variability. We collected infrared data to see changes in blood flow. And what we found was that there was an immediate response from drinking this water, 15 seconds. And the magnitude was enormous. We saw, for example, that the metabolism improved within minutes of drinking this water. Increases in energy, increases in protein synthesis, improvements in production of collagen, activation of, say in simplistic terms, the pathway that elevates NAD, which is an antioxidant that's linked to age reversal, and many other things. So we're crazy excited that we saw such dramatic effects in 100% of the population from drinking the water. So we said, okay, let's put together a second study. And now let's look at bioelectrical measures. So the first study was a blend of biochemistry and bioelectrical. And the second study, we wanted to focus much more into the bioelectrical measures. And over the years, what we found is that when we combine the biochemical and the bioelectrical measurements, it gives us a much fuller picture of really what's happening in the body. I'll give you an example. Let's say that you took a blood test, and in the blood test, it showed that you had elevated levels of specific types of inflammation in your body. Okay, that's one piece of data. Now, if you use a bioelectrical measure, it will show you where in the body you have that elevated level of inflammation. Is it localized or is it systemic? So we wanted to take these various bioelectrical measures. And spoiler alert, in this study, we also showed that there were immediate effects in 100% of the population. And some of these effects were absolutely enormous. And of course, we hit statistical significance. And I think you're going to be surprised, actually, at some of the things I'm going to share with you. Okay, the other thing that we did in this study was we used a control. So the first study, everybody got the light-infused water. But in the second study, this one that we're talking about today, we decided to compare what would be the difference between just drinking a regular bottle of spring water to the light infused water. And we put 10 people in what's called each arm or each group of the study. And you can see the ages ranged from anywhere from people in their 20s all the way up to 90. So group one drank bottled water only, group two drank light infused water only. The beautiful part about these machines, the X2O, is that everything in them is automated. So you simply add in water to the reservoir that's on the left. It will hold 2 liters. You can put in spring water if you want. You could put in tap water. And the machine will filter out heavy metals, chlorine, the forever chemicals, pesticides. It will take all of that stuff out. It will infuse hydrogen into the water for the processing, so we can put light into the bonds between the hydrogen and the oxygen in the water. That process takes about 45 minutes. So you'll just press a button on the touch screen of the water machine that says dispense, and you'll get a 500 mil 16-ounce glass of light-infused water that will come out. But this machine will process the water for 45 minutes, and it will keep it light-infused. So there's a cycle in the machine that after the initial 45-minute cycle, it keeps it in a quote-unquote charged state, so that if you use it 12 hours later, you're all good. And of course, we took baseline measurements because we want to know what are the readings that people have before they consume the water, and then do their readings change after drinking the water. Now, when we're talking about bioelectrical measures, there's a variety of different types of equipment that we use to collect data. And one of the pieces of equipment that was used in this study is called an Accugraph. And you can see that this is a tool to measure energy flow through the meridians, the acupuncture meridians in the body. Now, one thing that I want to point out about measuring meridians is that this is not something mystical. Acupuncture meridians were discovered in Asia thousands of years ago. And of course, historically, that is credited to being discovered in China. Although in India, there's certainly mention of meridians. But in any case, this is something that goes back thousands of years. People in India and China knew that there was an energy flow in the body. Today, scientifically, what has been discovered with imaging techniques is that these meridians are actually fibers that are in the body that are made of collagen. These fibers are very thin, and they're surrounded by electrolytes, so they are conductive. And the incredible thing is that these collagen fibers conduct infrared energy. So these are fiber optic cables that conduct light and are used for light signaling. So when we're talking about acupuncture meridians, that's the traditional way of naming them. However, what I want you to know is that this is a legitimate physiological structure in the body. We can define it in Western medical terms. And these are fiber optic cables in the body made of collagen that conduct light, and they're part of the body's communication system. So the beauty of how we were created is that we have redundancy. We have a nervous system to conduct bioelectrical current that helps move our body, and we have a communication system based on light. And when we have a creator that makes the world full of light, it's no surprise that our bodies use light for communication. So that's what that's all about. Now, we also use a piece of equipment called the Excel 2. And again, similar to the Accugraph, this is going to detect different points of electrical conductivity in the body. And traditionally, an acupuncture point, which is an access point into a collagen fiber, is a point of very low electrical resistance. Now, if you're suffering in pain, that point of pain has resistance in it, bioelectrical resistance. And for people in pain, one of the things that I recommend is that people use electrolytes like potassium and magnesium, which coincidentally is found in Sellergize, but they use these electrolytes to help improve the flow of energy in the body. So if you're in pain, that's one of the ways, that's one of the things that you can do to manage the pain. Drink water, increase your electrolytes, which most people are deficient in, and we'll get a better flow of energy through the body. And of course, the patches are phenomenal at improving the flow of energy through the body. So with the water study here, we can measure that. Let's see, to keep things moving along here, because I want to make sure I leave room for our questions. We've also got a data logger. And again, this is going to record voltage, current, and resistance. And basically, this, again, is an indicator of how we have energy flowing through the body. We use the air pressure sensor to see, does this change respiration? Does this change how people are breathing? Does it improve oxygen levels in the body? We also, this is a piece of technology that we've used in many studies. It's made by a company called Thought Technology. And we use this, part of what we use this for is heart rate variability, but we can also measure the activity in the muscles called electromyography. We can measure temperature, respiration, pulse. So it's a very effective piece of technology. We can collect a lot of data with it. This is a fantastic piece of equipment. We have quite a few people in our community, healthcare practitioners, that are certified to use BioWell in diagnostics. And as a matter of fact, been blessed to have met a group of these practitioners. They take a reading of the body with BioWell, they apply patches, and then you can see changes in the energy field of the body. Now, again, this is nothing mystical. This is all based on bioelectrical activity in the body. So one way to think about this is that when we have a flow of electricity, we have a magnetic field at right angles. This is something that we learn in physics when we're in high school, maybe today even earlier. So we have a tool where we can measure the biomagnetic field of the body and the bioelectrical field. And when energy levels in the cell increase, as it does with the patches and the water, we can see an increase in the flow of bioelectrical activity in the body and an increase in the biomagnetic field. So these are legitimate physical phenomena. So as an example, with this technology, you drink the water and it will show you where the energy of the water shows up in the body. That's the value of it. We also have an infrared camera. And what we used the infrared camera for was to show how the water improves circulation. And specifically, when you drink this water, we can show on infrared that there is a rush of energy through the head and, of course, specifically the brain. When people drink this water, they can feel almost an immediate, when I say immediate, 15 seconds to a minute, they feel an immediate improvement in spatial awareness, and they feel mentally awake, improved cognition, wellness, improved wellness. We can detect this on the BioWell and the infrared camera. And it is delightful to see the expression on people's faces a minute after drinking the water, where they're experiencing this improvement in cognition. So in this study, the type of data that we took, which was interesting, was to look at people's weight and also biological age. And we took their body temperature. Body temperature can sometimes be correlated to age if you measure it over time, because it varies by individual. We wanted to see if we're improving the flow of energy through the body, improving circulation. Would this have a beneficial effect on blood pressure? I'm not allowed to say, because it would be making a medical claim. But we had a positive outcome there that was beneficial. Oxygen levels in the body improved. Of course, we took measurements of the flow of energy through these acupuncture collagen meridians. And we used the BioWell to measure the bioelectrical and biomagnetic fields of different tissues in the body. And you're going to see those results in a moment. One of the outcomes of this study was that we saw a rapid improvement in heart rate variability. What does that mean? You have four chambers of the heart, and you have muscle contractions in the heart. And the muscle contractions are at a ratio to one another. And as you would expect, when they're in a proper ratio, the heart is healthy. And this is part of what we would call heart rate variability. The water improves heart rate variability, so it improves blood flow, and it improves the health of the heart. Incredible, just from water and light. And then we asked people, how are you feeling? What have you noticed from drinking this water? So that was among the data that we took. So here's the real shocker, I would say. And Wayne, I would say in all the years that we're doing studies, and I've mentioned this before, is that even with patches, the best we ever did was 96% of the people in the study responding. Typically with patches, we get 85 to 95% of the people respond through measurements. But the water, it's been 100%. And in this study, out of all that data we collected, there were 100 statistically significant changes in the body. It's shocking that's the magnitude of the change.
That is dramatic and amazing. So was that the biggest surprise for you? Just 100%? I mean, you obviously designed it with a specific purpose and specific benefits, but just the dramatic, 100% is,
I would say that in design of patches over the years, the first hurdle that you want to clear is 40%, because the placebo effect is 40%. So if you clear 40%, then you say, okay, it's not a placebo. Then the next hurdle is you'd say, well, if I can get 80% of the people responding or better, now I've got a really great product that I can sell. And as you get over 90%, you're saying, okay, this is a fantastic product. We can build an incredible business around this. And of course, that's been the history of LifeWave. But now when you have 100% of the people responding and you get this incredible systemic effect, all of a sudden, you combine this with the patches and you get results like what I had shared before. Somebody coming in with crippling arthritis, depressed, they're at the end of their life, and this is what their quality of life is going to be. And 5 minutes later, they're walking out the door out of pain, got their mobility back, and got their life back. So ultimately, that's what we're talking about, is this is going to empower people and give them freedom of their health.
Amazing.
Okay, so we got significant changes in the EKG. So we've talked about this now, improvement in the health of the heart, improvement in the way the muscles contract. So we would expect to see athletic performance improve from the use of the water. And in fact, we're doing a study now. Based on the results of this study, we're doing a study to show how people can improve their athletic performance. Skin conductance improved. So just as I was sharing earlier, we've had many, I'll call it anecdotal testimonials. People drink the water and their pain goes away, or their pain is dramatically reduced. Breathing improves. When we improve breathing, we're improving the amount of oxygen in the blood and in the cells, and that increases the energy that's available to the cell. So now we can reduce fatigue. And I will tell you, because I made this mistake yesterday, I didn't get a chance to have my X2O water until after 3 o'clock yesterday. So I was up till 1 a.m. So I would strongly encourage people not to drink the water first thing in the morning. Otherwise, it may create a problem with you going to sleep. That happened to me last night. It's my own fault. So heart rate variability, that improved to statistical significance. The BioWell and the Accugraph data. So when we're looking at the flow of energy through the body, we saw every major organ system in the body improve. There were massive changes in the brain and in the head that I'm going to talk about in a moment. But when you drink this water, the energy flows everywhere. But specifically, there's an initial big rush up into the brain. So the hypothalamus is often called the brain of the brain. Hypothalamus will govern body temperature, the immune system response, appetite. This was a p-value of 0.013. So for those of you not familiar with statistics, where it's significant is when it's less than 0.05. So any number of 0.05 and less means that it's statistically relevant. So imagine this. We saw in the numbers a 107% change from baseline. They drank the water, and within minutes, we saw this massive shift in bioelectrical activity in the hypothalamus. So we could speculate that this is a relaxation response. The nervous system is relaxing. The brain is going into a normalized state. That would be a great value for anti-aging. This was something interesting. I mentioned this at the beginning. People keep a lot of tension in their jaw, and we measured it, and we hit statistical significance, absolutely massive. Part of this relaxation response was in terms of the bioelectrical numbers of this part of the body, 273.6% change within minutes of drinking the water. So you could only imagine if someone was having dental problems, you know, if they see a reduction in pain or improvement there, you'd have to wonder. The cerebral cortex. So I just put a reference down here. Cerebral cortex is the outer layer of the brain's surface. And why it's important is that anecdotally, when we've given people this glass of water to drink, they say they feel more aware. They feel mentally awake. Brain fog goes away. And so here it is, statistical significance, 80% change from baseline within minutes in the cerebral cortex. And of course, the cerebral cortex is going to control essential functions in the brain like memory, thinking, and learning. So this hard data lines up perfectly with the experience that people are having. Okay, I want to get, before we run out of time here, I'll show this one last thing here because this is so interesting. We found that there was age reversal data in this study. There's age reversal data in Water Study 1 and also in Water Study 2. And this has to do with interstitial resistance. So I'll give you an example. You have your organs in the body, kidney, liver, and the space around the organs are the interstitial spaces. And these cavities, this fluid, can have normal conductivity or a resistance to it. And we can link that to a person's biological age. And what's important about this is if the conductivity, if there's resistance in that tissue, it can impede the movement of fluids through the body. And this can actually end up contributing to things like arterial stiffness and reduced vascular flexibility. And of course, I'm not going to say what the outcome of that means, but obviously that leads to a specific medical condition, which most people suffer from in their life, the highest percentage. So we showed that drinking this water improves blood flow and normalizes the conductivity in these interstitial spaces. This is an amazing anti-aging benefit. For those of you like me that love to exercise, you drink this water before exercise, magic happens. You're absolutely going to love it. Okay, I think what I want to do is there's more here, but I don't want to run out of time. The bottom line to this is that the one takeaway is that in this second study, it lined up perfectly with the first study. We found that the results were immediate, they were powerful, they were systemic, and there are immediate, tangible benefits to drinking this water, and it's going to match up perfectly with the use of the patches.
This is truly amazing and dramatic. The effects, the results, I think are far beyond, you know, just reading the comments, I think far beyond what anyone initially expected. And they know that incredible products, you know, come out of LifeWave, only incredible products. And so I think this is truly exceeding people's expectations. I've been monitoring the chat. Would it be okay if I tee up a few questions based on Absolutely. Some of those people have sent?
Let's do it. Let's get to some questions.
Okay. One of the questions was, and some of these are kind of, maybe under the same umbrella, but how long do the improvements last once someone, you know, consumes the water and starts experiencing the benefits? How long do they last? And then from a dosage to keep those benefits going, how many ounces per day?
Fantastic question. First, what we found in our study from collecting data, and in our first four studies, we had about 80 people or so. So that's a pretty nice sampling size. And the most people are in the range of 3 to 5 hours. So you drink one glass of water and the effect will last about 3 to 5 hours. That means that people feel more energy over that period of time, more better mental clarity. And it is nothing like drinking coffee. The energy levels are very stable. You never crash off of it. But yeah, I would say it's about 3 to 5 hours. What we're looking to do once the machines are available is we're going to be engaged in a long 6-9 month study, because we want to see with regular use of the water, do we get lengthened telomeres? Do we see age reversal in gene expression? What happens with mitochondrial function? So those studies are coming up. But yeah, we would say roughly 3 to 5 hours, and that's drinking one glass per day, which is what we currently recommend.
Great, thank you for that. Along those same lines, does it need to be consumed immediately? Some people are asking about travel or bringing it with them to work. What is kind of the you know, the beneficial lifetime after it's been filtered. How long can you keep it or refrigerate it or take it with you to work?
So it depends on the storage conditions. So if the water is stored in a cool, dark place, let's say preferably in glass, although we think plastic would not be desirable, metal would not be desirable. So a glass container would be preferable, perhaps about 5 hours or so, where we've done those stability studies. So if someone wanted to dispense it, take it with them, they could, but we strongly recommend that people drink it right after it's dispensed, because that's how we conducted the studies. And we can say definitively the water will give someone benefits under those circumstances.
Great. Thank you for that. I love this next question. It came up several times as it relates to Sellergize. Can people use the Sellergize and put it into the water once it's been filtered and infused?
I think what's beautiful about our product line is how all of the pieces fit together, and it's been very well thought out. So the reason why Sellergize is a powder and not a pill is so you can put the Sellergize in the water and use the water as a delivery system. So one of the things that people are so surprised to find out in a great way is that when you add the Sellergize to the water, the effect is immediate. And people will feel that and experience it for themselves. It's incredible. So the idea is you want to drink the water, you put the Sellergize in the water, get the immediate benefits from those nutrients. And again, those nutrients match the nutrients that your body needs to get the maximum benefit out of the patches. So it all fits together.
It does. And that's one of the most, I think, inspiring aspects for me, is just how, as you've formulated and developed these aren't one-off products. This is a wellness system, how they work together and amplify the results. And again, I think that says so much about your innovation philosophy and how you create and look at health holistically. A couple other questions. What about output of the machine? How long does it take to, you know, get a standard drinking glass through the filtration and infusion systems?
So to put this in historical perspective, when I began this project years ago, and I would say I've been working on this for many, many years, but let's say 6 years, I started looking in this specific direction. The first piece of equipment that we built here in the office, we were making one drop at a time. And we knew that there was an effect, and we were changing. We were creating a new species of water. But at that time, I really didn't know, were we going to be able to create a machine that could make something that consumers could use? And of course, you know, I'm delighted that we were. That said, the process is not quick. It takes 45 minutes to make one 500 mil glass of water. So the machine will process two glasses at a time, and then it's another 45 minutes to make the next two 500 mil glasses of water. But keeping in mind, you know, the studies show that one glass is enough. A household with, you know, four, five, six people, this machine is absolutely going to be able to do the job.
That's great. Thank you for that. Another question, and two I'll kind of combine in here, is around what is removed during the filtration process prior to, you know, being infused. What exactly is being removed? I know this goes far beyond other quote unquote, you know, filters. And then is there a preferred type of water to put into it?
Oh, so that's an interesting question. So let's cover the first part. There is the filtration part of this was extremely important in the design because we already knew that the light processing stage was going to be expensive. So we thought, okay, if we're asking people to purchase this machine and we know it's going to be expensive, we can't ask people to put in filtered water. We have to be able to have it use tap water. So we worked with a company here in the United States, and it took way longer than I would have thought. It was 8-9 months of working with them, but we wanted the best filter possible. So this is the first stage is a multi-stage filter, and it's going to remove chlorine, pesticides, herbicides, microplastics, the forever chemicals, PFOS, PFOAs. So it's going to remove all of those things. And then it goes into a second stage, which is a carbon block. So we're way over 99% of removing contaminants in water. And we'll have a certification on that from Intertech once that's completed. So that's NSF certification that we'll have on the machine. Now, with regards to the type of water, in our lab, we've experimented with spring water, distilled water, and what's called light water or deuterium depleted water. And I was delighted to find out that first, you can get an effect with any water. So if you put in tap water, it works. If you want to put in spring water or pre-filtered water, no problem, it works. If you want to use distilled water, it's going to work and you're going to get an effect. For those people that want to spend the extra money, the deuterium depleted water produces an extraordinarily dense effect. We haven't studied it in our clinical work, but I can tell you from the laboratory tests that we've done, the structure of the water is much more dramatic with the deuterium-depleted water. But it's extraordinarily expensive, and it's not necessary. But this is just to say we can put different types of water in. We haven't tried alkaline water. I don't see any technical reason why people couldn't do it, but we don't have any studies with alkaline water in the machine, just normal spring water.
That's great. Continuing with the filtration discussion, people are asking about kind of the maintenance and how often a filter would need to be replaced to make sure that, again, the water is effective as possible.
So we've gone back and made some changes in the design where it should be maintenance free. So it's as easy to use as possible. And the filters are changed about once per year. Of course, that's going to depend on usage. But there will be an indicator that will pop up on the touch screen. So once you put a new filter in, you don't have to measure or follow anything. The machine will tell you when the filter is ready for replacement, but it's about once per year for each of those filters.
Thank you. Another big question is who can consume it? Is this for every member of the family?
Well, I have to answer that based on clinical studies. So the correct answer is that we've used people 21 and older, so adults. Could you give the water to children? I don't see why not. It's essentially water and light. However, because we don't have a study to support that, we can't recommend it. And of course, we're obligated to say that someone has to speak with their doctor about it. But since, you know, nearly 100% of the doctors in the world never heard of light-infused water, they're not really going to know how to respond. So I think what I would say is if, just like our patches, if a child is old enough to communicate what they're feeling, it's probably okay, but I would use a reduced dose and work up gradually.
That's great. One of the wonderful challenges of being category creators and innovation is being that far out ahead of the rest of the community. Can it be overconsumed? Can people take too much of it, or is it still sticking at the couple glasses a day?
I would say I would strongly recommend that people start with one glass per day. And I'd have to get into a medical claim, which I'm not going to do. I'm not going to talk about this. But what I will say, in the early days of this, we had individuals that used the water. They had health conditions, and they went through an extraordinarily rapid detox. So for individuals that are not healthy, have a pre-existing medical condition, err on the side of caution. With one gentleman in particular, drank a glass of water, felt he was bedridden. After one glass, he got out of bed, felt great, but then he started to overdo it, and he got detox symptoms, headache, nausea, fatigue, stopped using the water for a day, recovered, and then started up again. And that story has an incredibly happy ending. But I would say, yes, you can. Our observation is that you can overdo it, especially if people are not healthy. So I would use one glass a day and then increase accordingly. But again, keeping in mind, because the effect lasts up to 5 hours or longer, I would not be drinking it after 3 p.m. You may risk not being able to get a good night's sleep.
Thank you. That's helpful. One kind of technical question, just some are asking about the scale, the size of it, the footprint that it's going to take up, you know, within their home. So less benefit, but making sure that it's going to fit within the home and kitchen or wherever they have it.
Yeah. Some people may find that a great exercise program is picking up these machines. I wouldn't have expected it when we first designed it, that it would end up weighing as much as it does. But these are relatively big and heavy. Weighing, as you know, these are very attractive machines. They make a nice, we have two of them in our kitchen here at our research office, so we can have staff using them and getting feedback on the machines. But they take up a fair amount of room. And so it's larger than a microwave oven, or it's about the size of a big microwave oven, and it's quite a bit heavier. So, but it is made of stainless steel. It will look beautiful on a countertop, and once people put it in somewhere, they're probably not going to change the location.
Yeah, it is a absolutely beautifully designed device. I know we've just got another probably 90 seconds here. So two questions that keep coming up. You touched on what it removes. Several people have asked about fluoride. Do you know, do we have studies or understand whether the fluoride is removed during the filtration process?
We don't, because fluoride is incredibly difficult to remove. That requires a separate type of filtration technology. And in addition, I'm not comfortable with it because I don't. The scientists that I've spoken with always say that because the fluoride molecule is so small, it can get past filter media. And I do know that there are companies that promote filtration for specifically removing fluoride, but we haven't evaluated it. So that was a decision that we had to make. If we had included a third stage for removal of fluoride, it would have made the unit way too big and definitely driven up the cost. So if that's something of interest to people, which I can totally understand why, I would recommend ordering a fluoride filter online, pre-filtering the water through that, and then adding it to our machines.
Thank you. Really appreciate the detail on that. So we are now out of time. There's a couple more questions, but we'll save them for next month. David, once again, I wish you could see all these comments. I know you'll go through them later. People are just absolutely excited. They can't wait to get this product into their homes and the water into their bodies and that of their loved ones. what are you most excited about? We've talked about, you know, all these incredible benefits. What's one thing that really just stands out to you about this incredible innovation?
I think this may sound a bit esoteric because there's so many things about this product launch that I'm excited about. But actually, I think the biggest one is if we can build awareness in the world that we're essentially beings of light. God created us to process light. That's our foundation, and that we're connected to light. And by drinking this water and having these dramatic effects and having 100% of the people that drink light-infused water get these dramatic effects, maybe what we do in the process is we change the consciousness of the people that use it. And eventually, we end up changing the world. And I mentioned this at conference in October. My mother-in-law will say to me, "What do you want for Christmas this year?" And I always tell her, "World peace." And if we change people's thought process, we say, "Well, wait a minute. If this works with light and I'm made of light, that means we're all connected. And we shouldn't be having wars. We shouldn't be fighting with one another. Life is too precious. We should be helping one another." And when we put this kind of power in the people's hands, like with what I witnessed today, where you can take someone that is depressed and they're looking at the end of their life, and now you give this person an entirely new lease on life, how is that going to change the world? I think in an incredibly dramatic, beautiful way. So, yeah, I'm really excited about having people overcoming illness, empowering people with this technology, putting that power in their hands. I'm real crazy excited about it. But the broader social global implications to me could be extraordinary. And it's only the beginning.
It is only the beginning. That is a beautiful idea to join this LifeWave Connect on. David, thank you. On behalf of all of us, thank you for keeping us at the forefront of health and wellness. We all can't wait for this product. And thank you all for joining today. We look forward to hearing more about the next study next month. Thank you.
Thanks, Wayne. Appreciate it. Thanks, everybody.